Hello everyone, this is Dr. Sudhir Mohandas from iFirst International. I am the Managing Director and Co-Founder. Today I have with me in the program Ashwin Nair, who is the President of Recruiters Malay Association Malaysia, RAM, that's the abbreviation. Welcome Ashwin.
Thank you so much, Doctor.
So we have today an interesting topic, and we're going to be talking about the issue in connection with the mission. And I would like to hear from you, Ashwin, about your organization and why do you have such an NGO looking at recruitment? Maybe you'd like to share.
Okay, first of all, thank you so much for your time, Doctor. Okay, first of all, let me explain to you. Recruiters Association Malaysia is actually generally an umbrella for a collaboration between recruiters and candidates. The main purpose of this, why is the association being formed? Because these days there is a gap between candidates and recruiters. So what we are looking at right now is to fill this gap by having the association. Now, this gap has been caused because of too many job portals in the market. So the association comes in as to maintain as a single umbrella so that candidates and recruiters can come together and work together to make sure they get the right jobs. So that's mainly what is our vision is all about.
That's interesting. So am I correct to say that your organization is the only organization in Malaysia that works in this way, or as an NGO, or there are others?
No, so far at this juncture, this is the only NGO for recruiters. In terms of recruiters, this is the only NGO. But in terms of HR personnel, there are their own personal associations. But I believe for the HRs, in terms of the HR association, they are more focused towards the HR personnel and not towards more towards the public. So they're more towards their internal employees or internal people, members, focusing on their upskilling and things like that. So
but they are a business, right?
They are an NGO as well.
An NGO as well. That's interesting. Okay. But your organization has built its traction. How long have you been established now for?
Unofficially, it has been around for the past 1.5 years. Officially, we are currently still in the midst of getting ROS register, so this would take another 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
So this is in progress with ROS, but we have already been running workshops for public, getting homeless attraction, B40 groups. So these are the kind of activities that we have done in terms of, so we focus about 6 topics in total. Usually will be CV workshop, how do you prepare your CV end to end, on how do you prepare yourself pre-interview, post-interview, and then how do you do branding in terms of branding of social media, on what kind of things that you can write, where should you be on, and which social media you should be looking for jobs apart from job portals. We also guide them in terms of job portals on where they should get, where they can apply for jobs. And the other note that we also cover is how they should get to know about networking events and the kind of target of networking events they should target for. So this is what we are doing.
So how does that make your organization any different from other NGOs or similar kind of organizations? So, I mean, why, if I was a talent looking for a job, or I'm looking to be counseled or coached or whatever, why would I come to your organization?
Because at the end of the day, what is currently happening out in the market is more focused towards placing the candidate. It's no longer service-oriented. The industry is supposed to be more of service-oriented, but it's no longer focused towards the candidate. It's just more towards focusing on the client. So 90% of the recruitment firms in this country are actually focusing on the clients instead of the candidates. So these days, candidates themselves get lost. The moment you park them in their role, they actually don't know how to go about, and they're not comfortable to even speak up. Why? Because we have built that barriers in them. So why RAM comes in is because to help these people to actually prepare themselves from before a job right until after they get a job. So how do they keep themselves up to date? They should start building their own branding. They should focus on building their own brand. 90% of Malaysians, the moment you pull them out from their position, they don't have a self-branding. And this is something that is lacking very badly. And sadly, because of this issue, to a point, companies are getting impacted because at the end of the day, businesses are not coming in. And it's all a chain cycle. But candidates doesn't seem to understand why, because they are not being educated. sadly, I would say Unisys are supposed to actually guide them all this, which is, it barely takes about a week before they get out of their final semester. Unisys should take the initiative to actually guide these candidates, but they are not. So that's where RAM comes in to do these kind of preparations. So that's where we do it on our own free time basis to help them out. Sometimes we do it on a one-to-one basis, sometimes we do group discussions. So this is what we do on a time-to-time. So the last one was done in Saito College, and also I have done this week 2 one-to-one sessions. So that's basically. And then my board members as well has their own one-to-one sessions with candidates as well.
And so most of your focus is on your candidates are university leavers.
Not exactly. We focus on all level candidates. That means you're talking about from junior level up all the way to senior level to board members. The reason being because I think no one has actually made the expectation right or made them really understand what are recruiters looking at. So in order for you to get hired, what is recruiters looking at, what is required, the recruiters looking at in terms of the CV, what are the layouts they expect, no one has made the public understand what do they really want.
I had a conversation with a previous person who I've invited to the podcast about a week ago, and I was talking to him about the fact that about these issues about talent, and I proposed to him this view that shouldn't we also be looking at training the career counselors training people in general, even parents, about what to do so that, you know, because a lot of these parents also work in certain positions and hold things and all that. Is that something to consider to explore, or is that just acting too much?
I would say that in that method, in terms of training parents, trust me, I don't think so we actually have time to actually look into it. But there is a reverse method to this. Why don't we get people, every industry or every single, let's say example, you're training, let's say you're doing a degree in human resource. Every university should get a product specialist. That means get someone from the workforce, maybe once a month, to come in and review syllabus, sit down with the lecturers to review the syllabus, review what should be taught, what should not be taught. Can we explain to them what is reality? See, all this should be done. Today we have career counselors, or let's say even lecturers for themselves, they're only sitting between the four walls. So they don't actually know what's really happening in the industry. So it's becoming a challenge because they're only teaching by the book. And unfortunately, these students are becoming robotic. So it doesn't solve industry's issues. So at the end of the day, industry would opt for people who has not educated themselves, would prefer without having a degree. Why? Because that chap or that girl would have grown from scratch and learn everything, compared to someone going to university and sitting down there and learning everything by the book and not knowing what is reality.
And so what is the, in your, from experience, some of the glaring mistakes or issues where a lot of these people, when they come to visit you, when they're looking for jobs, what are some of those things that are very glaring that should have been corrected much earlier in their university life or in their career life?
I would say the most basic thing before even meeting anyone is actually your resume. Okay? Now, a lot of people don't actually understand when, if you see 90% of the resumes that you receive these days, they actually write a summary of themselves, but not related to what they have done in the past, but they are trying to cross-sell themselves by saying that their attitude, they are hardworking, they accept challenges, they accept this, they accept that. But at the end of the day, they are not highlighting what have they achieved, what have they done, how many years are they in what industry. Nobody has actually taught them to actually do this. You know, a summary is supposed to be to give a brief introduction of who you are in a whole nutshell, of how many years of industry experience do you have, which industry have you covered. That's the point of a summary.
And so on a reverse angle, the person who's looking at the resumes, have they been trained how to look at resumes? Because you may have done all what you just said, and as I understand it, a lot of these people who are in the point of recruiting, they take less than a minute to pick out, you know, if at all. Have they been trained to know what they're supposed to look for? Well, is there some alignment been made?
You see, the most important thing Most of them is either being trained or not. That's a big question mark. But I believe if they are with a recruitment firm, they are being trained. But internal people who are actually hired for internal companies, like let's say they are recruited for internal base, they may not be trained. Why? Because like recruitment firm, the reason why I say they are being trained is because they have a high level of expectations in terms of clients. So it's very focused towards keywords. Okay, in a very simple understanding, a good CV has the right keywords that is focusing on their industry experience. That's it. Now, 90% of candidates, they end up writing an essay. That's not what recruiters are looking at. That's not what employers are looking at. Now, as an employer, I'll probably just have 5 minutes to review your CV. That's about it. I do not have more than that. So if you're going to write a lengthy explanation, nobody will understand. So keep it short, simple. I'll just give a very, very simple, brief introduction of what a CV should actually have in a very simple manner. The first thing starts with your personal information introduction. Keep it short and simple. Your name, your contact number, your city and state, and then followed by your highest qualification. That's it. Finish. Move on to summary. Summary is where you write your overall industry experience. How many years in what industry and what have you done? That means as an example, if you have been a HR manager for 10 years, right there you have been a HR manager for 10 years and you have covered, example, recruitment or a full spectrum of HR. That's it. Keep it short, simple on the summary section. Then move on towards your what have you done? How have you achieved in your industry? What have you done differently from the others? Why should I hire you instead of hiring B? That's the next thing. Following after that is where you focus on your experience. You start with your last company's name, your designation title, and your duration. These three things. Then explaining briefly about what is your last role all about. Keep it maximum at 5 to 6 lines. That's it. After once you have completed all the companies that you have input, at the bottom, write a section where you write their skills. Now, skills is where it requires a lot of research to be done. Every single position will have its own skill sets that are required. Example, when you say someone who is doing customer service, they have people management, they have, you know, they have service, they have managing a client. See, there are keywords for this. We don't actually go and write down, okay, my task as a customer service is to manage clients. No, it's a keyword. So you have to find and research, you have to do a research of what are the keywords for your industry. Focus on all those keywords. The reason why I'm saying, because how a recruiter looks for a good CV is by putting in the keywords that what the client wants, what are the skill set the client wants. The moment they put in the skill set, your CVs will come up.
So it's basically an eyeball thing.
Correct.
So I hear your point, and that's very useful. I just want to, because we're running with time, I just want to check, ask you this point. You've done a lot of work over the period of time, and you would have collected a lot of data. Also research. So all those data and research, would that come forward for the benefit of society and all that at some point?
In terms of, yes, the research has been done between recruiters on what are the key industries that requires assistance and what actually needs focus on. We will not be actually extending the data out to anyone yet at this juncture, but we are using the data to actually come up with a system right now, which is also solving challenges in the recruitment industry and also the challenges for candidates. So one of the simple things like challenges in a candidate for candidates are because there's too many portals. So we are getting one system to be associated with the association. So that's going to be the main priority system for recruiters. So if they're looking for talent, that's going to be the system. In terms of solving recruiters' issues, is where candidates does not turn up and attitude and challenges and all that in the industry, we're actually coming up with a feedback system. So it's going to be a two-way feedback system where recruiters or HR or hiring managers can go into the system and put in a feedback about a candidate. Automatically an email will be generated over to the candidate for them to go and justify their feedback. So two parties goes in and gives their feedback. This is also to curb the challenges for the recruiters and also the industry. So we're focusing on both parties right now. So that's what we're looking at. So this is one of the initiatives that I'm doing.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Ashwin, for sharing your recipe for success, as well as what are some of the things of highlights to make a change. I'm sure those who are listening to this podcast will definitely benefit and probably get in touch with you. Well, with that, thank you once again, Ashwin.
Sure. Thank you so much, Doctor. Thank you for your time.
So with that, those who are interested in actually listening to this podcast, please visit www.ifirstinternational.com.